credit that can be used in the pro shop or bar. Sandtrap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite to eat and get your membership taken care of so as soon as the golf course opens, you are ready to go. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Join us this weekend as we broadcast live from the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show Saturday with Big G and Darla. We'll be there all weekend at the Phillips High School. Explore over 40 exhibitors and 30 crafters. You can indulge in fights, barbecue, and ice cream. And you can catch the fashion show with the Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. And don't miss out on your chance to win a pair of Brewer tickets plus some Mall of America tickets courtesy of 98Q Country and Civic Media. It's a weekend full of excitement. See you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show this weekend at the Phillips High School. It's free.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target exclusive Favor Day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
All right, time to visit with our 98Q Country sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who's covering some March Madness stuff going on here. Mike, good morning to you, and question about Wisconsin especially. They had a rough middle of the season. So why is Wisconsin better now than they were in that really rough patch in the middle of the season? What's the difference now?
Well, you know, Greg Gard opened up to some of those things, Joe, last weekend when they had such a great performance at the Big Ten. And then they had just beat Purdue, third-ranked in the nation. So, man, talk about a comeback where, you know, the Badgers have been ranked as high as sixth in January and then knocked out of the top 25 within the next 4 weeks, just loss after loss, and, you know, ones that were really shocking.
Yeah.
Some of it was a couple of players were a little banged up, a confidence thing. You know, I'll tell you, you know, as a coach, you could see from Greg Gard, it wasn't like he was changing the strategy that much, but just trying to get into some players' heads. One thing he'll tell you is like Chucky Helprin, a guy who just really turned it on in terms of his energy, aggressiveness, and leadership. And he said, you know, he said he spoke up one time after one of these losses, you know, a kid that doesn't like to lose, in January, and then they went out and won their next game. And he said, you know, it took me a year and a half, but, you know, that's the leader I was looking for from this kid as he's getting into this, you know, sophomore, junior year. And so sometimes it can just snowball like that, like, you know, this kind of play or what we're doing here or your lack of confidence, this ain't cutting it. And, you know, you've got to be more aggressive. And he just seemed to say that kind of had a snowball effect. It's a good group of kids. I don't know how many NBA players are on this Badgers roster right now, but they are smart, and they've been very impressive and all a little bit more vocal. And the way they handled their crisis of losing like 7 out of 9 games or so, but then being able to get through the Big Ten tournament and almost win the tournament itself. And tonight they're up against James Madison University out of Virginia, campus size of about 22,000 students, and buildings that look like modern versions of Mount Vernon out there in the hills. George Washington country.
And Marquette is in that same region, and this is a unique year where I'm not saying the Badgers and Marquette are both going to have successful runs, but it would not surprise anybody if both of these, if they ended up in that Elite Eight against each other, because they're both good enough. Marquette's good enough too, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Marquette, you know, has been ranked high as fourth this season. They dropped after a couple losses. Shaq is smart. I mean, there's a play that guy ran to get them into overtime where they had the ball at the far end of the court with 2.5 seconds left or something. And he ran a play where he simply inbounded to midcourt, and then the kid immediately called a timeout. Took 0.2 seconds off. Now they could inbound from the side at half court and get a shot in. And that was one that they could have won the game. It ended up being just a split second late before the buzzer went off. But he is such a smart guy the way he's working his kids. So, yeah, Marquette's playing this afternoon at 1 o'clock against Western Kentucky. And they hope to get Tyler Kolek back. They've got through their Big East tournament without, one of their team leaders and top scorers. He strained an oblique muscle a couple weeks ago, missed last several games of the season. He's supposed to give it a go today against Western Kentucky as they get into the NCAA tournament.
All right. Both teams looking healthier, looking good. We want to give a mention, too, the Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team defending national champs in the Frozen Four tournament this weekend, too. And that has become, when the women's hockey first started, Gophers and Badgers both had success and kind of stomped over a lot of teams. But now there's a lot of good women's teams, and this is pretty competitive hockey that's fun to watch, isn't it?
It seems to be a growth sport, no doubt, just like women's basketball is as well. The Badgers have got Kirsten Sims. She's now just a sophomore. I think she had 32 goals on just 139 shots. Very efficient shooter. And she ended up being named as like the most valuable player in their association this year. So they've got one of the hottest shooters on their team. They're playing Colgate, their first game in the Frozen Four that's being held in New Hampshire this year, is up there. I think they face off at 6 o'clock tonight. And then, the coach is Mark Johnson, the great longtime coach who I remember as a kid. He was playing in one of the Madison schools and then got onto the U.S. hockey team. He was a part of the 1980 Miracle on Ice USA hockey team that beat Russia. Longtime, excellent coach for the women's team up in Madison. And I just was listening to him yesterday at one of their press conferences. Such a great, insightful head coach.
It might be one of the few, I think this is the one year, the biggest year, where I think just as many people are talking about Caitlin Clark and the women's basketball tournament NCAA as they are the men's. People want to watch her, don't they?
According to the Nielsen ratings, yes. You look at the graph of the viewership of Caitlin Clark, and her Iowa games through the roof. And then you start watching commercials, and it's taking a while to get used to this, but you see like local commercials and you see Badger basketball players, at a tire store. And then, you're watching some of the NCAA tournament, and there's Caitlin Clark popping into, an Allstate commercial that used to be, Aaron Rodgers and that agent. And, now it's her.
Yeah, she is a must-watch, that's for sure. The Bucks, they got it figured out. We've been a couple weeks since we talked to you. They were just kind of starting to figure it out last time we talked to you. But they seem like they kind of got it. Dame seems healthy. Giannis is struggling a little bit there, but they're showing stretches of being playing at a really elite level, aren't they?
Yeah, they won their game last night. They jumped out to an early lead. Giannis toughed it out and came back, even though he'd missed the last couple games with a sore hamstring, and so that's a story to watch. They beat the Nets last night at Fiserv Forum on a short night turnaround, because the night before, on 3 nights rest, they went out to Boston and played the Celtics. The Celtics are the first-place team in the East, and they are talented, and they are led by Jason Tatum. And I had this very interesting discussion yesterday about, the Bucks, because when they got Damian Lillard in the trade, and then, of course, they made the shocking switch at head coach in January, dropping Adrian Griffin and bringing in Doc Rivers, This team is expected, you know, if you're asking Giannis, they're supposed to win it all this year and go to the finals. Well, here we are now in mid-March with about 14 games left in the regular season, and they are 10 games behind the Celtics. They're in second place, but 10 games behind the Celtics. They have such a great team. The Celtics have this shooter, Jason Tatum. So the other night, you know, when the Bucks are playing the Celtics out there in Boston, Boston's passing it around and maintaining a 10-12-point lead. Bucks had to play without Giannis. He, you know, was killing him. He wasn't in that game. But Damian Lillard and the Bucks offense just couldn't quite find a rhythm. At the end of the game, they closed it to within a point or so and ended up losing at the end. But it's like, now this is the team you've got to get past. And so far they had lost to them twice. They beat the Celtics once in Milwaukee, but that was a game where the Celtics had played the night before. They were gassed, and they just sort of threw in the towel, like, you know, we don't need this one. They benched all of their starters for the second half, so it was a total non-game, you know, for Milwaukee that night. So we didn't get a real test, but this is a team you've got to beat.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about the Celtics is they're a very analytics team. You know, and they don't and one of the guys that covers them says if the Celtics really think they're getting to the finals, they've got to play with a little bit more heart, a little passion, because there's teams like the Miami Heat that'll knock you out. Jason Tatum, he you saw this the other night where he's passing the ball and all that, working efficiently. Then they get to the second half, have a little bit of a lead, and then the guy says, you know, then he thinks he's Kobe Bryant, where he could just sit back there and throw up three-pointers all night. He goes in, and he didn't. He started missing, and that's how the Bucks, you know, came back being down 10, 12 points.
Yeah, if the Celtics stay healthy, they're going to be hard to beat. They're so good.
They're very talented and a great aggressive coach as well. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't heard much. Just a quick note here. The Vikings have been in the news. The Bears have been in the news about what they're going to do. Lions, Packers, not in the news much. Are they making some moves that we're not aware of, or are they just kind of happy with what they got?
They got what they needed. I mean, I didn't think Brian Gutekunst was going to spend that kind of money, quite frankly, because he's still trying to clean up a little bit on some salary cap things and post Aaron Rodgers and whatnot. But he, on the first day of free agency, spent over $100 million on two players.
Yeah.
But he got what he needed in terms of, first of all, he needed to find a right price for Aaron Jones. And, you know, what he did was Jones had taken a pay cut last year and down to $11 million. So then he came into this year. Now, he missed several games last year, six, seven games, because of first a hamstring injury and then later an MCL where they carted him off and he thought his season, maybe his career was over with. It wasn't an ACL, MCL. Drew Rosenhaus came to the Packers and said, okay, what do you got? And Russ Ball said, we're going to offer $6 million. Oh, your kid! This was the guy that got you into the playoffs when he, you know, came back on the scene in December. Your team, your GM called him the heartbeat of the team. They go, yeah, well, he's 29 years old, and we know what's going on with the injuries. And so the Packers said, okay, well, we'll give you to the end of the week. And Drew held his ground, and then called Aaron Jones and said, you may not be in Green Bay. Okay, I'm not going to take that kind of a cut. I think we need to move on. So it wasn't like, you know, they said, let's go to the Vikings and show them. It's probably the only offer he got because the Vikings constantly offer former Packers. So they ended up cutting Drew Lowry, a lineman that they signed from the Packers last year, made room for Aaron Jones, paid him $7 million, $1 million more, and now Jones is with the Vikings. He had a press conference in Minnesota. He said nothing but nice things about Green Bay. You know why? Because he wants to come back to Green Bay as a spokesperson, like Donald Driver, you know, for years to come.
Well, he said nice things, but at the end, he put his arms in the air and he said, "Skol."
Skol. He said, "Skol." Yeah, you're right. You're right. But hey, here's the other thing. Aaron Jones tweaked his hamstring again in the playoff game against the 49ers. He had to leave that game early in the second half.
Yeah.
And so it's that kind of thing where the Packers are saying, you know, this guy wouldn't have been there if we'd made it to the NFC Championship or Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Jacob's the guy they got. It's going to be pretty darn good. They're in good shape. Well, we can talk more about that another time. All right, Mike, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the hoops.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens, he's our guy. He's our 98Q sports reporter. He's out and about covering everything Wisconsin sports, and we appreciate him. And he joins us each Friday morning right here at 9 o'clock on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the UN votes on a U.S. resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza.
This is a significant change in the U.S. position. The U.S. has blocked three previous U.N. ceasefire resolutions, and it comes as the White House is increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war, demanding it do more to prevent an emerging famine in Gaza. Of course, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Biden have been openly sparring about Netanyahu's insistence on invading Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv, and we've just learned that Russia and China have both vetoed that ceasefire resolution at the UN Security Council. Former President Donald Trump, 3 days from a deadline now to cover a nearly $500 million civil fraud penalty against him. Police in Idaho were able to track down the white supremacist who escaped from prison this week in Boise with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News. Worries in Ukraine that country may lose its biggest hydroelectric plant after a new Russian missile attack overnight. Ukrainian officials calling it the biggest in months. More from ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge.
Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing frustration over the holdup on U.S. weapon supplies, saying there are no delays for Russian missiles. Russia striking energy infrastructure across Ukraine, launching more than 150 missiles and drones, one of the biggest barrages of the entire war. These strikes come after weeks of Ukrainian drone attacks on oil refineries in Russia.
The House planning to vote later today on a package to avert a partial government shutdown, but it's not clear if the Senate will be able to get the vote in time to avoid the same midnight deadline. Get those lucky numbers ready once again. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot worth nearly $1 billion. $980 million is the exact amount, the 10th largest in U.S. history. Nobody's won the lottery since early December. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
5X Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin got off to a snowy start to the day. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for most of the state through mid-morning. The Department of Transportation was asking drivers to slow down and leave plenty of room for snowplows. Wisconsin's child care industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin child care centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on 5X Media. I'm Terry Bell, 5X Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from 5X Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Q Country.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe.
Interrupt this program. Good morning. This is Greg Gunderson stealing the morning show, the last pieces of the morning show anyway, with some special programming here this morning on 98Q Country. We're going to be bringing some people into the studio steadily over the last few minutes of the morning show. It's no longer Joel's morning show on this, the 22nd of March.
He's been booted due to multiple complaints.
Good morning, Joel. Welcome. Welcome to our studio.
What is going on?
It's good to have you here.
Hey, Joel.
I would say that we're sorry to do this so abruptly, but we're not at all. That was the entire goal.
No regrets.
Are we going to be joined by?
I'm very afraid.
Yeah. Some waiters in the wings. Yeah. So for those not aware, it's been mentioned here, there, and everywhere that it is Joel's 25th anniversary here in Park Falls on the radio at WCQM 98Q Country, making the radio everything that it is. He's been the guy behind the microphone, but he's also the guy behind a lot of what happens on the air, even when he's not on the microphone. So we put together a few things to say thank you and congratulations on 25 years doing what you do here.
Wake up the studio audience, Greg.
Yeah, what are we doing to wake up
the studio audience? We need some applause here. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Come on, man.
Let's get the, I got the applause going. Yes, indeed.
Is this going to be off-air stuff that wasn't supposed to air? Is this,
well,
is this like one of those documentary...
Out.
Is this like one of those murder documentaries that...
Listen and find out. This may be an intervention. You never know.
Not exactly. So do we want to play this first while we get, while we're joined by
people?
That's fine.
Okay, awesome.
Put together something
so bear with us. We had to kind of sneak this in here. Okay, our first guest. Oh, hello there.
This is like...
And I'm really old, and you are...
I'm your wife of 25 years.
Oh, Joel's wife, that's right. Shana has joined us in the studio here.
25 years?
Holy cow, Joel.
And you are, oh my gosh, is that Woodstock?
I believe...
Don't tell me you don't remember me.
Oh, it's Toots. Oh, boy.
Toots is here. We have Toots.
Give Toots a microphone. She could just take over my morning show.
Why don't you come say hi, Toots?
Let me take my jacket off.
I've got somebody with some serious glam and a serious hairdo joining us in the 98Q Country studio. Goes by the name of Toots.
Could only dream to match that hairstyle.
Oh, the leather jacket and flashing lights and everything.
Gonna need a photo of Toots.
Oh, yeah.
This Viking-looking guy just walked in.
We'll have to post one on the 98Q Country Facebook page. Take a look at the Facebook page from 98Q Country over the next couple hours here. We'll have some pictures of what we've got going on. But, yeah, that's what's happening, folks. We're stealing the show for the remainder of the morning show. We've got a little over a half hour left. And myself, Greg Gunderson, I've got Austin here. Darla's here, Big G's here, Brianna's here, we've got Toots here, oh my gosh, with some frightening photographs, looks like some evidence.
Oh, is that? I will never sleep again.
That looks like blackmail material.
Oh boy.
We've got a picture from years past of, I believe, Toots and Joel.
Yeah, you gotta get a picture of that too. We'll put all these photos on our Facebook page here eventually.
We gotta get a picture of Toots over here too.
Absolutely.
Toots and Howard Stern.
All right, so
that's Smokey. Pictures of Smokey.
Okay, so that's Smokey.
A bad biker dude.
So that'll be the picture is of Toots and Smokey. You'll know the people in wigs are Toots and Smokey.
Hey Toots, we want to know, how the heck do you know Joel? Well, I mean,
well, I met him on October 31st, 2006, and we came together then. And then this
wait,
guy,
wait, what? My wife's here. What did well, you just say?
No, we met up.
Okay.
You know,
even
and we
that.
Had certain things in common.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, the day came to an end, and we rode off into the sunset, and he dropped me off at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk, said he'd be back. Where the hell you been, Joel?
Oh, my wife saw it all, so that was the end of that. So,
and then I waited and I waited and I waited, and I had some gal tell me get the hell off her corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this guy come by on his motorcycle, the annoying thing. And I've been with him ever since.
Looks like a Jeff Dunham puppet. That's wonderful, yes.
Oh, the funny frog. I'm trying to remember what that guy's name. Crazy Frog.
Axel F. Crazy Frog.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He's a YouTube sensation.
All right.
You can find him on YouTube.
At this rate, Toots, I think you will be, too.
Once it hits Facebook. Yes, yes.
Yeah. You could open your card.
Okay, all right.
Open your card.
This is a great radio visual.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
all right.
Keep it.
I feel like it's going to say something. All right. A little cool in the gang. Yes, sir. All right. Nice card from Nancy. Thank you. Or from Toots. I'm sorry. Oh, I gave it away. It says Nancy right on here.
He knows how to read. That's what we had in common.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Oh. Now that Toots has talked, it's time for your wife to talk.
Oh, boy.
Technically, it hasn't been 25 years that Joel's been with WCQM. It's been 24 years. We're going into the 25th because we moved to Phillips in March. It was March 7th of 2000. You left me behind in the Twin Cities to sell our house all on my own, and you came to live and work here for a month without me. And then once everything was buttoned up in the Twin Cities, I came and joined you. And a couple years later, we had a live broadcast on air when our son Blake was born, thanks to Rick Frischman and the rest of the radio station. So Blake was pretty much raised on the air and had play-by-play from when he was born.
I'm so thankful for that, too.
Yeah, everybody knows Blake.
Well, people remember that. People still come up to me and say stuff about that because my wife would not, the pregnancy did not happen naturally, so they tried to induce it with drugs once, twice, three times, I believe. So all three times, DJ Rick was on the air saying, you know, we're expecting the birth of, you know, and it didn't happen. One day it didn't happen, like three different days. And finally we scheduled a C-section, and obviously that's going to happen when you do a C-section. So it was like a week-long play-by-play of Blake's birth. So that's why a lot of people remember that. So.
I think we're lucky Twitter didn't exist at the time. Otherwise, it probably would have played out on social media.
Yeah.
There would have been polls, will today be the day? Oh, yeah. No, I, nope. No, yep, everybody, I think we're better for that. The way things used to be, that song comes to mind all of a sudden.
And when the birth finally happened and Blake was 10 pounds, 3 ounces, and 23 inches, we found out why the natural childbirth didn't happen. Not physically possible.
You're telling me this six foot eight person was a 10-pound baby? No way.
Like I said, the Viking looking guy in the corner.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Exactly. All right.
We have a phone call.
Well, thank you,
we
guys.
Do. Oh, it sounds like, and actually, speaking of... speaking of Rick Frischman, I think I might have a phone call to answer. Uh-oh. Let's see if we can get this on the air here. Just a sec and get this going. Hello, are you there, Rick?
Good morning. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, sir. You are on the air. We're in the 98Q Country Studios with Joel and his whole family. We've got Austin and Toots is here. We've got, we just thought we had a little bit more room and thought you might like to take up the space we've got.
I thought this was supposed to be a day of good memories.
Hey, Joel, oh, no, congratulations on 50 years at WNBI WCQM.
Yeah, okay. You missed a memo, but nothing new there. Yes, close enough.
Oh, am I within 5 years or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, you're close. Yes, you're close.
Okay, 25 years. Maybe it only looks like you're that old.
Yeah, it will definitely, yes. We're getting there.
Man, you know, I remember back when you did start, we had a staff pool. If you would make it 25 days, let alone 25 years.
You know, you mentioned that, but I don't know if you actually did, but... there was a joke back then that me, you, and Brad Demlo, there was such a rotation of salespeople through our station back when I started. We all threw a dollar in an envelope, and we wrote a date and the employee's name on the outside of the envelope, and whoever was closest got the $3. That is not a joke. That actually happened.
I do remember that. I remember we were going through salespeople pretty quick, and... you know, seriously, I do remember when then-owner Roger Utenheimer, did hire you. And the one thing that I remember is how very smooth and relaxed you sounded. I mean, you sounded like a normal, easygoing guy. You were easy to listen to and, the kind of guy that you wanted to hang out with. And man, did we, huh? Did we do the things together over the 25
years? We did. We were at the, I have the photo, we were at the very first day Miller Park opened. We were standing on home plate, literally, when Miller Park opened. And I never forget that because Rick got a photo. I think that one time, did you hold that dog? It was the mascot dog or something. And Rick it was constantly being waved away by the security saying, sir, you can't be there. And he was like almost like holding the dog.
I know. And they evidently didn't know who I was.
Standing on home plate of Miller Park. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
But over the years, Joel, the bowling, on our 98 tour back then, I think it was the WNBI bowling team and playing old timer softball together and. Golfing and our little 3-day Vegas getaway weekends. And you may remember, you probably don't want to talk about Stall 2 on air, but it's a little inside joke that every time we get together, we talk about. That's so cool.
Stall 2 at the Bellagio, you bet, yeah. Those first 30 days, right. But going back to those first 30 days, or first when you met me, you said I was so relaxed. You did reference, you didn't hear earlier, but Shayna had said that she wasn't here the first 30 days because she was back at our house in Blaine. So I was drunk is what I was those first 30 days. So yes, I was relaxed and I was just feeling good. Yeah.
It was either alcohol or some other substance that people rely on these
some
days.
Some chronic relaxation.
But,
That's another classic. That's another classic bit that we share here once in a while. Sandy Durrell, God rest her soul. She was just a sweetheart here. And DJ Rick told her, I think it was the first couple of years I worked here, went up to her at a get-together, and he said to her, he said, you know, Joel, he's a nice guy, but, he likes to you know, he likes to smoke that weed a little bit. He's just one of those guys.
Yep.
I have never done a drug in my life. And Rick, I think he knew
I
was as clean as I could be. But he had Sandy Durrell convinced that, oh, Joel, oh, he seems so nice. No, not Joel. And that was always our joke with Sandy.
And God rest her soul, Sandy was such a great person. But the look on her face, I remember we were at Northwood Supper Club for something one time. I said, yeah, you got to watch out for the guy. You never know if he's going to, you know, he's not on the air. You never know. I think we were waiting for you to show up at the Northwoods.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, who knows what kind of shape he's going to be in. I mean, and Sandy, the look on Sandy's face was like, no, not our Joel.
Exactly.
And I said, yes, our Joel.
We told her the truth shortly after, but it was still a great moment.
It was like a year later that I told her.
Yeah.
I said, he's trying to kid you into thinking that he doesn't do the stuff, but it was so much fun.
She was one of the great. A lot of great people have come through here in my 25 years, and she was right at the top of the list. She was such a great lady.
Well, I thought you said I was at. You always told me I'm at the top.
Well, you're on the list.
There is a list, yeah.
Looking back, you know, Darla called me a couple days ago and asked if I'd join you guys for a couple minutes. And, you know, I was thinking about all the good times we had, you know, spending time at your cabin up north and my cabin on Dartus Lake and with the families. And it's just amazing the long-term friendship that we've had. And, you know, Styx has a song called, I think it's like The Best of Times.
Yep, yep.
And they sure were. And they still are. You know, it's been just a great pleasure to call you my friend for over 25 years now. And
same here, Rick.
Although
same
I
here.
Call Vegas home now, Joel, you know, you'll always be a great friend. And even though you do root for that disgusting football team that wears, you know, purple and gold just west of Wisconsin, I'm not going to say the name to give them any credit.
That makes the friendship even more strong, considering we go through that, right, the strife of the green and the purple, yeah.
I would guess, Rick, that shaving your head for the timeout shelter isn't a favorite memory of yours either.
Yeah, the shaving of the head for the timeout shelter is maybe one of my favorite.
Yeah, right. I remember. My mom saw a picture of me on the cover of the Park Falls Herald one week, and she called me. I don't know. I think my wife Nancy sent it to her, and she said, "Rick, don't ever do that again. You look sick."
Yeah, you did not look good. It wasn't a good look for you. But that to go back on that. Andrea Jean in the timeout shelter, we came up with the idea of doing a 24-hour broadcast marathon.
Yep.
And we thought, you know, maybe we could raise a few $100, or we weren't sure what we were going to do. So Rick came out and he just said, if you raise $10,000, I'll shave my head. You'll never raise $10. Who's going to raise $10,000? This was like 15, 20 years ago. And I think we ended up at 14, I believe it was.
I remember being there in the morning, and, you know, you had reached your goal. I don't know if it was at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm going to lose my hair. And the timeout family abuse shelter is going to raise a lot of money. But it's kind of over now. But the calls kept coming in, and you got thousands of dollars after that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
and, you know,
amazing.
That thinking back of our friendship and my time at 98Q, one of your best qualities is your willingness to help out, you know, whether it be the domestic abuse shelter, the big brothers, big sisters, you know, the help that you give to the school and your coaching and stuff. And you always, you know, found time, and I'm sure you're still finding time, even though I've been gone for 7 years now, but you find time to make life better for those who really need it.
And appreciate that. Well, the time that you and I and Doc Wakefield and Darla jumped in is one of my greatest memories, because jumped into the water out in front of Harborview on New Year's Day, and it was cold.
Yeah.
It was really one or two below. And I remember I went in first because I slipped, and I went I went in and you went in afterwards and you lost your like $300 prescription glasses.
That's because I jumped on his head.
Because Rick went in and Darla jumped literally right on top of his head. That was one of 5 years that I jumped in for the Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'll never do it again. I'll never.
No. My head is still.
You went.
Yeah.
Tim went.
Yeah.
I went. Well, Rick and I kind of went. Well, I can't remember how it went. I just ended up on his head, and he lost his glasses. And
yeah. And you know that's it, and that was our listeners too. And that's been one of the great things about being here for 25 years. It seems like every time we do a fundraiser, people trust us. That we're giving it to the right people to do the right things. And we've raised over $100,000 for the timeout shelter over those 7 or 8 years, I think. And our listeners are just great. And they, you know, they trust us that when we do something like that for our local people, that that they come through. We did a Lord's Covered Food Pantry fundraiser last year and raised over $8,000 to help out those who are food challenged. So, like many people have told me in radio, if you stick around long enough, they'll just get numb to you. They'll just get used to you. And, I have fun doing it, but it is true. So many people have told me, a lady told me at Family Dollar yesterday, she said, I listen to you every morning. I wake up and yada, yada. And you're just there. And it's a nice compliment, but it's a voice and sharing similar, lifestyles with people here in the Northwoods, whether we're shoveling the snow or shoveling BS or whatever it may be. Exactly.
Well, you know, I think you are the face of the franchise at 98Q and Jack FM. Of all the stuff you did, I remember when St. Anthony's had that fundraising golf tournament. Remember that? We're on the ninth hole, and you're getting ready to hit probably your ninth shot on the hole, and I'm sitting in the golf cart, and all of a sudden I hear... And I looked, and you're laying on the ground. You got hit right in the forehead. Mm-hmm. And, that was scary stuff.
Yeah, it was very scary. Yeah. And it didn't really affect me at all. What was your name again?
I remember Bob in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you, Bob. Right. Bob, right. You're a good friend, Bob.
Right, and I've been called a lot worse than Bob, believe me, over the years.
Well, I appreciate all the kind words, but having you here was certainly, as far as radio relationships go, it was number one that I've ever had with anybody in radio, because you and I just... We just had fun. We just had fun with our on-air shifts and didn't take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly. And for your listeners that don't remember or are new to Northern Wisconsin, they may remember that you opened up a Radio Shack store in Phillips, and I was your initial store manager, and that was so much fun for a while heading into stores. I don't know if you remember when we drove to Tomahawk and Medford and we were looking at what they were doing. But you were there for a guy that was looking for work after.
The mill had shut down.
The paper mill closed. The mill had shut down,
and we were open for.
I'll never forget that as being, man, here's a guy who's going to try to make my life a little bit better. Thank you so much for that. And there's so much that we could talk about. Over the years, just genuine fun. Even the 98Q Country radio trivia contest, my sister, who's, by the way, Sharon is listening in Minnesota right now. I told her that you guys were going to be doing this. Who that worked at the radio station will ever forget all phones down?
Yeah, exactly.
All phones down. The call from the captain, Brian Reno.
It was a different era. It was a different era because it's harder to do trivia now with the internet and stuff, and that's kind of why we discontinued it. But yeah, we'd have 10, 15 people in here answering phones, and it was a party. And before that, I think the JCs did it, and it was huge. Right. I mean, it was huge. Yeah. Just huge. Yeah. And those are.
Yep. Yep.
Great.
And you think about all the live remotes we did and, Deer Hunters Roundup, which I heard, by the way, has really went downhill after I left.
Yeah, it's not number, it's second place award winning now, not first anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, our call-in Packer talk show, which I hosted most of the time, but you joined me. We'd do stuff from Lake of the Torches, and you know, on the Monday Night Blitz, and just so much fun.
Well, I wish you were here, Rick. I was hoping you were here until Ken from Ken's Carpet Center walked in with, I'm assuming, is probably a banana cream pie. And I know I would have to share it with you, so I figure, you know, you just stay in Vegas. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, right. But anyways, you know,
Big G is here to make up for it, though. He said he'll take your pie. Rick, I appreciate you. I really appreciate all our friendship over the years. It always meant a lot, and I was sad when you went to Vegas, but I know you're living your dream out there, and I'll show up at your doorstep again here sometime in the next year.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, Joel, you know, I hope when you do make it to 50 years and we do this again, that I can remember the station telephone number.
Yeah.
Because I had to think about it for a second there.
Well, if I get to 50 years, my little gig in the morning of, get out of my yard, it'll sound, it won't be acting anymore. It'd be actually me.
Exactly.
Saying, I'm on the radio, get out of my yard.
Yeah, I remember that well. But seriously, congratulations, Joel, and keep up the good work at 98Q. And like I said, you are the face of the franchise at 98Q Country and WCQM. You know, I'm sure I'm not alone in saying a very sincere thank you, because what you've done on the air and more so off the air for our station, and I still call it our station. I've been gone for 7 years now, but it'll always be my station.
Appreciate the kind words. Your gift to me, Rico, can be Sunday when we have our fantasy baseball draft. Don't take the guy I want in front of me, all right? Let him go.
Sounds good, Joel.
Let me have him, all right?
And hi to everybody back at the station who's joining in your big celebration today.
Appreciate you, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Yep.
Bye.
That was pretty cool to hear from Rick. Ken, what'd you bring me?
Well, that's compliments of Troy down there at Bonnie's.
Oh, Bonnie's Diner.
They got the best pie in the county.
Speaking of Bonnie's Diner, that when I first, when Shana talked about that first 30 days when I moved here back in 2000, and the fact that if it wasn't for Bonnie's Diner and sandwiches at the time, which is right across the street, I wouldn't have survived, because I spent that first month I was here, I spent every single day at the radio station, literally like 18 hours, and I ate at Bonnie's and I ate at sandwiches.
And let's not forget Jenny. At the, what was the
Jenny
name?
Jenny LaChance at Middle Lake Apartment.
She cleaned your apartment and made you chocolate chip cookies while I was waiting to come.
Exactly. My wife kept calling saying, I'll be there in a few days. And I was just like, just take your time, you know, clean the bathroom, whatever you need to do. I'll be fine.
Well, I want to congratulate you on 25 years, and I hope I'm back here for your 50th. You know,
Ken, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. From Ken, who's been a staple of the Phillips community for, you lived there a few years, right?
Since 79.
Since 79.
That's when they kicked me out of Eau Claire and I found Phillips, you know. So.
And Ken was one of the first ones, I think when I first started here many years ago, I made a comment on the air about how much I love my favorite pies. And I said, well, banana cream is probably my favorite. And I think it was the next day that Ken showed up with a banana cream pie, courtesy of Troy and the crew at Bonnie's.
Right.
Yeah.
They got good pie down there.
They got good banana cream pie, if you like that.
Troy said this morning to be sure that I mentioned him. You know. So.
Yeah, give him a plug. Yeah, you betcha. All right. Fantastic.
Well, we've got banana cream pie. We've got DJ Rick with some old memories. We've got Toots. Who else have we got in the studio? Let's give the microphone a swing here.
Who's this character? You haven't gotten any older either. It's amazing that you and I haven't aged, Ron.
No, we're still around.
Ronnie Staver, my officiating cohort. And we've done a lot of things together over the years, I guess, when you think about it. Right?
Yes, we have. We, I remember schooling you at basketball at St. A's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Up there on a Wednesday night or whatever.
Playing a little hoops. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, officiating quite a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a lot of good time, and we were involved with St. Anthony's, of course. You're part of that, too, at St. Anthony's School and helping out. So it's just a microcosm of people and listeners that have just been such a big part of my life, so I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, so Darla saw me the other day, and she said maybe stop by and wish Joel happy 25th and many more to go. So I had to put a little limerick together here for you, Joel.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. Here we go. All right.
Last minute thing, so we'll see what happens here. Okay. But,
all right.
Is this the debut? Not read anywhere else yet?
This is the maiden.
I think I could find a drum roll. Where is the drum roll?
Timpani.
Here? Timpani.
There you go. All right, there you go.
All righty. There once was a man from Boyceville who wanted a job where you could hear his voice well. He came to Park Falls, met Darla Rick and all, and now runs the morning show. Thanks, Joel. He came as a Viking and Twin fan, but soon switched to a Packer and Brewer man. Went from McDonald's to T. Tries to play ball in bags, I see, but would play Johnny Cash all day on his LP.
That's perfect. That's right. You got that right. One thing that living here for 25 years has taught me is I've become tolerant of the Packer-Viking rivalry. Whereas when I was younger, it was pretty, when you're younger, it's pretty deep, oh, yeah. You know, and your friends cut at you pretty good.
A little outnumbered.
But it's I almost find joy in Packer victories now. So I'm close. See, I'm there.
I did put you in there.
But if you're a true fan of the Vikings or Packers, you don't find true joy.
It's still
joy.
In your blood.
It's still in your blood, right. And I've always been one of those fans of the Vikings, Twins, Gophers that I was a fan of them since a kid, and I just can't jump. I just can't jump ship. And some people say I'm crazy, and some other people say salute me and say, you know, good man for sticking with the losing teams.
Well, everyone has their flaws.
Yeah, exactly. 63 years later, yeah, with the Vikings, yeah. They get a Twins World Series, though, all right? I always remind
you. Well, congratulations, Joel.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Everything you've done.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it, Ron.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that limerick as well. Original debut limerick from Ron Stever here on 98Q Country.
Yes.
Probably never hear it again.
May or may not go viral, right?
We couldn't pay for that, so excellent. Is there anything immediate anybody wants to share? Otherwise, we do have a little. Well, you know when you sit there in a restaurant and they sing you happy birthday and you have no idea what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're about to feel that feeling for about 5 or 6 minutes straight.
Five or six.
Oh, we've got one guest first. Why don't you hop on in here?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Who's this tall guy?
I want to talk to him.
Who do we have here? We've got Blake Karnick here.
Well, on behalf of me and everyone else here, thank you for your 24/25 years of service here in 98Q Country.
Close enough, yeah.
I'll say this from the heart. I think the thing that's most admirable about you is that you're a really hard worker, but you work for the right reasons. You work for the people and for the community, and you make the whole thing better. So just thank you for that. Thank you.
All right. That means a lot. Thank you. That's my son, Blake, by the way. Double applause. He's the one born on the radio.
I want to know, what's your favorite memory of me at the radio station? What's your favorite memory?
I think we still have a recording of it in there. But a favorite memory, I think, is having you come in and I was talking to you either live on the air or recorded, one of the two, as probably a 3 or 4 year old. And I think there's still an interview in there where I asked you, I said, what's your favorite things about 98Q Country? And you're like, well, my dad and the music and I love my sword. Cause you used to have all these plastic swords that you would carry with. And then we begged you to sing the 98Q jingle. And every once in a while, maybe once a year on the morning show, you'll hear a little kid.
Feels like every time I listen in, I got to hear that song.
Say 98Q Country, and that's him.
I sure hear about him more than once or twice a year.
Yeah, so it's having you in studio and talking to you on the air was one of my favorite. And then, of course, Blake was a board op, too, later on. Got a chance to help out at the station, too, a little bit. So
yeah, not so much memories directly with you, but yeah. I have a lot of memories here in the station over my 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, radio trivia.
Radio trivia. I helped out with your 24-hour broadcast up front. I'd stayed overnight sometimes.
So. He was deeply scarred one year by sitting next to DJ Rick in the radio trivia phone room, so that was that was interesting. He learned some new words back there.
Should I share them on air? I think some people might want to know what I learned.
I think the FCC might care whether we do.
FCC.
Well, thank you, Blake, for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. And I want to say, too, that, you know, Darla has been here for, there was a few years you went away and, you know, went with the evil crew there, but you came back. Yeah. But Darla's been here for most of the years that I've been here, and having a boss and a manager like Darla makes the experience very pleasant, because I've had some good owners in my career in radio that started in Iowa and went to Minnesota and Minneapolis and Rice Lake and Amory and ended up here. But it's just so nice to have somebody like Darla, who is just one of us and just gets it and treats everybody with respect. So thank you, Darla. Oh, you're part of the great experience, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah! Well, I certainly enjoyed the ride. I've been here. Yeah, like you said, we've been here. Same time, maybe a year or two more. Yeah. And I want to hear a little bit about your time in Amory, because that came full circle. Amory is now part of our group.
Yeah. Like I said, my first, I was in radio 1987 in Iowa for 2 years, Marshall, Minnesota for 2 years. And then from there, I went to WXCE in Amory, which is another station now. It was actually black for a while. It went off the air and it was back. And it was just a little AM talk country station. Was there for a year and 5 years in Rice Lake. And then I met my beautiful bride, which you heard earlier. And she dragged me over to the Twin Cities. Actually, I went over there, worked at KFAN in Minneapolis for a couple of years, had a chance to cover the Vikings and do morning talk shows there. And after a couple of years in the Twin Cities, decided that I didn't want to raise a kid in a big city. I wanted to be in small town. And it was going to be either Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, or Phillips, Wisconsin, one of the two. And I had job offers from both, and I picked here, and I haven't regretted it since. So it was when I moved here, the station was broadcasting from Phillips, and then 6 months later, it moved back to the main place here in Park Falls. So,
right.
So actually, that's why when we moved here, we spent our first 16 years in Phillips. We lived in Phillips, and then had a chance to be a part of St. Anthony's, and Blake made friends there, and we ended up moving to Park Falls because all of his friends were here. So St. Anthony's can be blamed for us living now in the city of Park Falls. So, all right.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, move to Detroit Lakes if you have the chance, by the sound of it.
I have a little something for you, too. I'll go get it. But in the meantime, we should we put together something special for you.
I don't know what Ronnie brought you.
What was that? What was that? Before we...
That goes with this.
Okay, I got you.
So we put together a little something here that, we've been doing some digging and some recording of boomboxes and cassette tape rewinding and some funny things with pen caps lately. And we've got some evidence that, well, you've changed a bit over time. Same guy, but you sound just a teeny bit different. We've got this, I've got a pot up here, and I just don't want to overblow it. So let's just see what we get here. Bear with me.
For 25 years, Joel Karnick has made Park Falls Radio everything that it could be.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about bump signs.
He may not have started here.
You know, Q92 playing the best music. The Twins and the Brewers going at it tonight. Don't you miss the old Met Stadium, the outside ball like Milwaukee County Stadium? The only problem with that outside stuff, though, it seems like always the guy with the biggest belly is always the first to take off his shirt to get suntan. You ever notice that? I do.
He may not have found his love of sports here.
The totals on the game, South with, let's see here, 12, 14, 16 hits for UW South and 10 runs.
This one, 1992.
And for UW Parkside, they have 6 hits with only 2 runs and a 10-2 lead for UW South over Parkside in District 14 championship game.
But Joel Karnick is Park Falls Radio.
Did you just say?
Yeah, that's what I said. Each week, someone will win a gas card valued at $98.30.
So it's okay to pass the gas, huh?
Well, kind of. We're passing the gas to our listeners.
Well, that's not very nice. It's kind of a private.
Ladies and gentlemen, pick your ticks. This Saturday, the Oxbow Mayor and his cavil are holding the 33rd annual wood tick races at the Oxbow Resort.
Whether he's putting up with odd characters...
All right, on this Christmas weekend, we have a special treat for our listeners here today, because calling in... We have not heard from this gentleman in a long time. Calling in and joining us this morning is Bart the Buick Man. Bart, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. This is Bartholomew Antonio Ross and T. Shadow Lusendorf.
calling you all the way from my hometown of Pan, Texas.
Pan, Texas.
Yodel's capital of the world.
Oh, boy.
Hanging out with friends with shared interests.
All right. Here we go. Round table of nose pickers for the coach's shoe in 3, 2, 1. All righty. Welcome back to the coach's shoe. It's time for the round table of picks. We finally gathered these big colotes together to do this show.
Last week of football.
Kerry's been
supposed to be Joel's week off. You know, you had 2 weeks ago. I took last week off. Now
Kerry's been on vacation for how long has it been?
Ever. 13 years.
Ever.
Or just giving lucky listeners a piece of his mind.
I was at my wife's class reunion over the weekend, and sometimes I feel like I'm living in some kind of a black hole, and I see things that only that other people don't see. So I went to check into my hotel, and at the front desk, I noticed a little fundraising jar there, picture of a couple kids and their dog. Being inquisitive as I am, I'm reading the sheet, and I'm reading through, and they're looking to raise $250.